This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Tianjin in China on the second leg of his two-nation visit. The Prime Minister will participate in the 25th Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit beginning today. More from our correspondent.
This is the fifth time China will host the SCO summit. Chinese President Xi Jinping will chair the proceedings, with more than 20 world leaders and 10 heads of international organizations expected to attend. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin are among the prominent participants, making this the largest and most ambitious SCO gathering so far. Under the theme, Upholding the Shanghai Spirit, SCO on the Move, China has declared 2025 as the SCO year of sustainable development. The summit will review achievements of the past 25 years, adopt a 10-year development strategy and deliberate on regional security, economic growth, connectivity, counter-terrorism and cultural cooperation. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashvani News, Tianjin.
Earlier, Mr. Modi concluded his two-day visit to Japan, where he participated in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit yesterday. The Prime Minister met with governors of 16 Japanese prefectures, emphasizing collaboration between Indian states and Japanese prefectures. Following the talks, Prime Minister Modi and his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba reached Sendai in Miyagi Prefecture by Shinkansen bullet train. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today. It will be the 125th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast at 11 a.m. across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. During the call, President Zelensky shared his perspective on the recent developments related to Ukraine. Mr. Modi thanked President Zelensky and reaffirmed India's steadfast and consistent position for peaceful settlement of the conflict and support for efforts aimed at the earliest restoration of peace. India's gross domestic product, GDP, is estimated to grow by 7.8% in the first quarter, April to June in the current financial year, which is the highest in the last five quarters. In the last financial year, the GDP had grown by 6.5% in the first quarter, while it stood at 7.4% in the fourth quarter. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, has said India is a global growth engine fueled by reforms and resilience.
भारत एक ऐसा उभरता हुआ देश है जिसमें अपॉर्चुनिटीज इतनी बड़ी मात्रा में बढ़ने वाली आगे आने वाले दिनों में यूरोपियन यूनियन हो एफटीए का सऊदी अरेबिया के साथ भी चर्चाएं चल रही है वो तो चाहते हैं 6 के 6 खाड़ी के देश एफटीए में एक साथ आ जाए पूरी दुनिया आज आपके साथ व्यापार बढ़ाना चाहती है ये भारत के निर्णायक नेतृत्व में है ये जादू आप सबके सामर्थ्य में आपकी काबिलियत में है.
Experts have hailed India's robust growth in the April-June quarter, saying that the economy has exceeded all expectations on India's GDP growth to 7.8% in quarter one of current fiscal. Professor Yashveer Tyagi, an economist, said the growth of 7.8% is a positive sign. Dr. Suresh G. Pardava, Associate Professor, Department of Economics at Saurashtra University in Rajkot, has said the GDP growth is up due to good monsoon and there has been a significant increase in agricultural production. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand for today. Similar conditions will continue over Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh for the next 2 to 3 days. India achieved a historic milestone at the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan, securing 50 gold medals to lead the medal tally for the first time in the championship's history. India's total medal count reached 99, including 26 silver and 23 bronze medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.